Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. Another day of mostly peaceful protest in Columbus ended Monday with some reporters being pepper sprayed by police. Video shows police spraying several journalists with Ohio State University's student newspaper, The Lantern, moments after they displayed press passes and reminded officers that media is exempt from a temporary city curfew.
Media is exempt!
That video sound was recorded by reporter Sarah Sillergy. WOSU's Paige Flager narrowly avoided being pepper sprayed herself during last night's protest at Ohio State. She joins us now. Paige, we work for Ohio State, so last night we got some text alerts saying that some damage had happened on campus. Walk us through what happened just before those reporters were pepper sprayed.
So the marchers had gone from the State House downtown north on High Street. It's unclear why, but after things were largely peaceful between protesters and police downtown and in the short north, police used mace on protesters on Ohio State's campus at the corner of Lane and High. By the time we got there, it had largely cleared up. But that didn't stop a police officer from threatening me and our colleague, Claire Roth.
I'm going to walk down. If I tell you again, I'm
going to hold you. Can we go down that way and then around?
You can go back that way and take a right and go down that way.
Okay. Are they going to tell us the same thing on the way? I'm sorry, what was the threat? We're members of the media, sir. You have no right, and we're walking away. We're walking away.
Paige, you covered protests all day Monday. Was that interaction, what happened on OSU's campus, similar to what you saw earlier in the day?
Not at all. So yesterday was the most peaceful day of protesting I have seen in covering these protests over the last couple of days. Protesters gathered at around 2 p.m. It's very peaceful. Then at around 7 p.m., some protesters even met up with police and they marched together around the State House. After 8 p.m., hundreds of people were at the State House and laid down on the ground face first with their hands behind their back. They were chanting, "I can't breathe," in front of a bunch of officers who were standing on the State House steps.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
So people were really intent to keep things peaceful, and that goes for both the police and the protesters. At one point, the troopers that were on the steps of the State House even took a knee after repeated chanting from protesters.
Both other nights last weekend were not so peaceful. Police used tear gas, wooden bullets to disperse crowds. What seemed to change?
I asked that exact question to Police Chief Tom Quinlan, who was in a group of officers between downtown and the Short North neighborhood. As the marchers passed, the officers, police, and protesters were interacting. Here's what Quinlan said to that question of what changed.
Both sides are taking a calmer approach to listen to each other. We need to listen to the public, and the public also has an interest in listening to what the police say, because both sides have needs and concerns in how we can provide for a safe community.
I pressed him on if he felt like Columbus police had lived up to expectations. The mayor yesterday tweeted that some of the tactics used by the force did not meet the mayor's or the community's expectations, and this was his reply.
We got it wrong. We'll tell you we got it wrong. We'll discipline the person who got it wrong.
Do you feel like you've gotten it wrong over the last couple of days?
Oh, there's been mistakes made. Absolutely. Again, this was a fluid situation that every large city in the country is dealing with.
That conversation, of course, took place before we got word of what was going on campus, so I wasn't able to ask him about that.
WOSU's Paige Flager covering the latest round of protests in Columbus. Thanks, Paige.
Thank you, Steve.